This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. This is Chris Witz, and it's great to share morning devotions. I hope that you're well today. As we read the Bible, particularly the Gospels, we see an amazing thing, how Jesus rubbed shoulders, in fact, with probably hundreds or thousands of people. Particularly in those 3 years, I wonder how many people Jesus actually met. I think what's more intriguing is, why did he single some people out and not others? Were there ones that caught his attention? Was that particular meeting just a matter of chance, or was there something else going on? I think it's none of that, because God doesn't become interested in us because we catch his fancy or there's something about us that's attractive, nor does he just stumble upon us by chance. He just doesn't come to us now in that way. He didn't come to us in that way at all. There's a reason for Jesus meeting with us. I think a good question to ask is, what is God looking for us? In us. What is he looking for in us? He's looking for the invitation to come in to our lives. And this is the great truth of the Christian faith, of course, that Jesus Christ can enter a person's life. So he looks and he sees something in us, and then he actually takes on that invitation. We're talking about Jesus, the incarnate Son of God, and he could see that people were actually in need of him. We stand in a crowd while Jesus passes by, and we know that if he touches us, then it'll be a once-in-a-lifetime experience. And I think there's a common reason. In fact, what I'm looking at right now is a story from Luke chapter 19. And you might know this story. It's called Zacchaeus the Tax Collector. And Luke, the doctor, Luke records this story, that Jesus entered Jericho and was passing through. A man was there by the name of Zacchaeus. Now, Zacchaeus was a chief tax collector, was very wealthy. But on that day, he wanted to see who Jesus was, but being a short man, he couldn't because of the crowd, obviously. They were there. He couldn't see over the top of them. So Luke says he ran on ahead and climbed a sycamore fig tree to see him because Jesus was coming by. But when Jesus reached the spot of that tree, he looked up and said something. He said, "Zacchaeus, I want you to come down immediately. I need to stay at your house today." So he came down and was very glad, actually, to meet Jesus on that one-to-one encounter. Now, all the people in the crowd, Luke says, saw this and they began to mutter, "He's gone. Jesus has gone to be the guest of a sinner," they said. There was a bit of tut-tutting going on there. But Zacchaeus stood up and said, "Look, Lord, here and now," he said, "I'll give half of my possessions to the poor. And if I've cheated anyone out of anything, I'll pay that back four times the amount." That was an amazing thing for him to say. And Jesus said, "Today salvation has come to this house, because this man is also a son of Abraham, because the Son of Man came to seek and to save that which was lost." Now, here was that one of those one remarkable encounters. When Jesus saw that little man perched up in this big tree, he knew that he was looking at a man who was lonely, a man who was outcast. People didn't like him. He was just an outcast. And when Jesus saw him, he saw more than a man of short stature, and perhaps a wealthy man at that, but he still saw an outcast man. Now, many outcasts, you know, are poor, but there are outcasts at every level of life. I mean, Zacchaeus, we could imagine, had worked his way up to this very important position of the chief tax collector. He'd amassed this small fortune in the process. And so this man, the people knew that Jericho was taxed by Rome. The tax collectors were locals who got together. And so he was an outcast, disowned. But Jericho was crawling with priests of all kinds, and Jesus chose a religious outcast as his host. He didn't actually go to the religious people. He has this affinity with people who are down and out. So I'm saying to you today, if you feel like you're a bit of an outcast for whatever reason, Jesus is there. Jesus is looking for you. He always has time for you, because the Bible says that if we confess our sins to God, he can be trusted to forgive us and take away our sins. What a wonderful story. Jesus rubbed shoulders with many, but he identifies that one person. Thank you, Lord, for such a wonderful story, a story of healing and a story of encouragement. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.